Starting off, so this is Popcorn Culture, Logan's number one source for entertainment news, and we're actually going to have the interns. They made a segment for us. There's three of them, and they all have A names. I call them Triple A.
No, I think one of them has a D name.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Dane, Allie, and Alec.
Yeah.
Alec, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I know, like, I talked to them. They're really cool guys. And so they have a little mini-sode within our show called Season 3. That's the name of their show, Episode 1. It's their first time, so please be nice to them. And we're going to enjoy that, and then we'll come back, have our regular entertainment stuff. Here you go.
Hi, I'm Dane, and I love movies.
Hi, I'm Allie, and I love movies.
And I'm Alec, and I friggin' hate movies.
And we are Season 3.
I don't even know why I'm here.
Anyway, we're going to jump right into our first bit of news right here.
First is it's just the first picture of Superman.
Superman.
This is technically our first official picture from Batman v Superman.
Was the other one not official?
Dawn of Justice. It was official, but it wasn't, like, you know, set, like, in the movie. I think, I'm pretty sure it was, like, from a test photo
this
shoot.
This isn't the movie, though. This is obviously, like, a promotional thing.
Yeah,
promotional. Well, yeah, but I mean, like, it's like a still, kind of. It gives us our first impression of, like, what we can expect tone-wise, because that other one was just like, hey, look, it's Batman. And you're like, oh, okay, I can see Ben Affleck as Batman now. But anyway, this is our first official picture, and Superman is standing on top of a rooftop of what appears to be in Gotham. Could be Gotham, because it's dark and all.
Maybe it's just Metropolis, because he messed up that city so bad.
That's like ash raining down.
His hair is all slicked back. He's looking very,
He looks older.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
He looks concerned. There's no really,
it's
like...
because he has to clean up the city.
Superman 2, the cleaning.
So you did actually see Man of Steel, right?
I have seen parts of it. I haven't seen...
Ding! Ding!
We're going to have a dinger that goes off every time Alec has not seen a movie.
I haven't seen a lot of
this
movies.
Is going to happen a lot, you guys. When you come up with something better than ding, because that's just going to get irritating. Anyway, so what do you guys think? This is, you know, it's not really anything magnificently new or inspiring.
It looks too much like the suit in Amazing Spider-Man 1.
That's what people complained.
I just hated
thought
that
about
suit so much.
Man of Steel. I liked it, but I feel like they should have gone further with it and made that. You know, you can still make it look like a homemade suit and not look like a piece of crap.
But for like a new Superman movie, I think this is better than like just putting him in like latex.
Yeah,
I like kind
even
of
though
the
that's pretty much what they did with
this.
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
this is pretty much Kryptonian underwear. So he's just flying around in his underwear.
Hot.
we know you're into that.
I like that it's like more like modern and textury than just like...
I like it too. It's alien-ish.
Like body paint.
Anyway, so that's it for Batman v Superman. And you wanted to talk about Bungie Day.
Yeah, Bungie Day, if you don't know... Bungie is the game studio that made the really popular, you've probably heard of it, really popular series Halo. And recently they stopped making it and they decided to move on to different things.
I love Bungie.
Oh, they're so great. And the thing that they're starting with is called Destiny. And this game is supposed to be one of the most ambitious games of, like, all time.
Ever?
It's supposed to have, like, a 10-year lifespan. It's supposed to be going for 10 years.
That's the part that blows me away, is they said, hey, you're going to be playing this game for the next 10 years.
Wait,
you could
so
have kids.
Storyline goes on for the next 10 years?
Well, it's supposed to, they're supposed to keep it updated. So
like
they're,
content.
Like, they're, like, updated with content and they'll add stuff in. Okay, what?
So, is it, like, if you buy this game, and then, like, 7 years from now, if you get on, there's gonna be, like, a bunch of changes?
Yeah.
Like, are they just gonna add stuff?
It means, like, they're just gonna add stuff.
It means,
like,
yeah,
it be,
you,
like,
can,
a
you can play it
game.
And not be bored for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
You can have kids, and they can
and
be,
they
like,
can play it.
By the time, you could, like, after 5 years of owning the game, you could have a child. You could give birth to something, and then that something could, like, be sitting next to you going blah blah blah.
So have we not had a game that like has updated for like quite this long?
No.
Like,
I mean, like,
what's like the precedent before this?
Some games
like
have DLC.
Years?
Yeah, there's a lot of games that have DLC that go for like maybe 1 or 2 years.
But then they usually just come out with a sequel.
But
with this one, it's like this is actually a really smart move because they don't need to make a whole other complete game. They just need to can just hype up new content and it won't be as expensive.
Yeah. It'll be on Xbox 360, PS3. PS4 and Xbox One.
And PC.
So do people have to hold on to their PS3?
Not a PC!
It's not on
hold
PC.
On! Hold on!
Everybody asked for it and they're like, maybe.
Oh, Bungie.
Probably not.
Maybe in 10 years.
You cannot alienate that because you have PC players and you have console players, and there are players who will only ever do PC. You cannot alienate them.
Yeah,
that's like losing half your market right there.
The thing with PC is, like, it's really weird to release stuff on PC because a lot of people will pirate games and they'll like to they'll like to mess with it and just stuff like that. And
can you tell us about
the
Bungie Day?
Today was Bungie Day at 7/7. But I guess that wasn't
7/7.
That's not today. This was Monday. We recorded this Monday.
Oh no.
So just edit that part out.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Anyways, Bungie Day, 7/7. They announced a whole ton of stuff from, like, the limited editions. Like, if you don't know, games a lot of times have, like, really big limited editions that cost, like, $150 or more.
Those big box sets.
Yeah,
them,
yeah, I have one of those, unfortunately. I'm ashamed.
No, you're,
no,
not.
You're not.
You're proud of
no,
it.
No,
I'm more, probably more proud of it than you are.
I love it so much. but they announced special editions. One of them is like a model replica of something called the Ghosts, like robots.
Oh, voiced by Peter Dinklage.
Voiced by Peter Dinklage.
This is one of the best parts of the game. I love. He's like Navi in Legend of Zelda, but he's like sarcastic.
And like last year, they showed like preview footage of it, and they were like, "Hey, is that Peter Dinklage?" And they're like,
"I don't know,
maybe."
And it's like the most closely guarded secret.
And then like recently, they just updated, it and they're like, "Yeah, it's Peter Dinklage." And so that's really awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have models, and they have a whole bunch of different skins and stuff like that for pre-orders and like special editions and stuff like that.
Get on it, you guys.
That was about all that was announced this Bungie Day. So it was compared to the last.
So they
few
do this
Bungie
annually.
Days, they do this annually, but I feel like for the last, like when they were doing Halo, they were doing, they've been releasing a ton of information, like big, massive wave of information.
Ah!
Just like, yeah, that beta, it's happening, and you only get it for like, some of you only get it for like 3 days, and there's some skins for some in-game stuff. Cool, bye.
Sherlock. You guys love Sherlock, right?
Love Sherlock.
Alec, if you say you haven't seen Sherlock,
I
swear. I
love Sherlock!
Okay, good. Now we don't have to ring the alarm
or
whatever we're gonna do. Oh, he's gone. Anyway, great show. You should watch it. Modern retelling of Sherlock Holmes. I haven't seen Elementary, but I'm just really put off by the
idea. I have heard, like, both sides of the story. Either people love it or they hate it. There's no real
middle
ground.
It's just, like, such a blatant ripoff of, like...
Yeah, that's just... Even if it is good, I don't think I could ever fully appreciate it, just because...
Dude,
they were just... And even the title, Elementary. Sherlock Holmes never said that line in the books. Never. He never said, "Elementary, my dear Watson."
Isn't Watson like a girl
from?
In it or something?
From some, like, a play or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Watson is a girl. It's
Oh, yeah. That's another thing that puts me off.
We're not sexist.
I mean,
it's just weird.
Yeah. I mean, I love Lucy.
I'm not sexist.
It's
weird.
It's Lucy Liu who plays her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I like Lucy.
It's weird.
It's just weird. It makes their entire relationship
awkward.
Awkward in the wrong way. Because
in
a show, you
like
can play
Sherlock
it off.
Too.
Yeah, but that's. It's funny. It's funny because they're British.
Yeah.
In the show, he's in New York, which is
so,
in Elementary.
We wanted to talk about...
The
real
Sherlock.
Christmas special or something.
It wasn't a Christmas special. They said just a special. Because
I'm getting mixed up with Doctor Who.
Yeah, we don't have a date yet. Series 4 is definitely happening. Anyway.
I was trying to make a Hobbit.
So, I love the Hobbit. Alec hasn't seen it. Ding!
Ding!
Yep.
He's in the second
I've
one.
I've seen the second
how
one.
How do people do that?
It's
know.
Not even...
How do you not see
the
first film?
Did you go to
film?
The second one with a girl?
No. I watched it because of a girl.
Did you go alone?
No.
And I have this sad image of you sitting in the theater.
Hey guys, everybody's talking about The Hobbit. Better go see it by myself.
At least watch the extended one, because that's the full experience.
Isn't it already extended? It's freaking, like, what,
3 hours? Each one's, like, 3 hours long, and then they have an extended one that has, like, an additional 30 minutes. It's so great. I love it. Sherlock, there's going to be a special before, which is, like a special episode. Doctor Who does this all the time. It's probably going to be, like, 2 hours long, right? Or is it just normal episode length?
I'm feeling it's going to be normal episode length.
Oh, yeah,
like
because
an hour and a half.
The episodes are already long because it's a mini-series.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Sherlock. Have you guys seen Sharknado?
No.
No.
I have.
Ding.
I regret
ding.
It.
Double ding.
I'm not sure if I regret it or if I'm glad to have the experience. Anyway, so we have the trailer here, and we're going to do a little live reaction to you guys, for you guys. None of us have seen this yet. This is going to be awful. Let's go.
In every generation, there's a cinematic event that changes everything.
This is unprecedented.
Already.
The
and it looks like they filmed it on like a home camera. What? They got Matt Lauer. They got Matt Lauer to do it.
Taking the world by
she's
storm.
Wearing her wedding ring.
You are told to evacuate.
Oh, wait,
sure
no.
You seek shelter.
They say lightning never strikes twice.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Who are we kidding?
Well, at least...
them sharks!
I guess if you have to have a weapon, a chainsaw's pretty good.
I'm crazy. People have to know the truth before it happens.
Is this a cop?
What? She was smiling. At least they're self-aware.
We fight back.
I only loved you once, and I'm not gonna do it again.
Well, that was pretty awesome. And we're going to have more from the interns coming up. And I think in the fall they're going to have their own show. So that's kind of a sneak peek what's going on. But like I said, you know, it is me, Riley, and Rachel in the studio today. And we're going to start off with the news. We know you guys have been dying for the news. So I'll start off with the first story, then Rachel, and then Beck. Okay. So the first one is, some of you may have heard about this, J.K. Rowling kind of published a sequel. She published on, so Harry Potter fans rejoice, J.K. Rowling has published a story on Pottermore website, years after the teen wizard, spoiler, finally defeated Voldemort. You'll need to log in and read it. It was really popular, actually crashed the website. I'm not huge into Harry Potter, so I don't say the thing.
Okay, no, so I think I read this one, and it's about, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, actually, that's something I'm going to be
talking
about.
Is this one of your fanfics you wrote? Where, like, Harry Potter comes to Logan and falls in love with a girl named Rachel who's going to school?
And I wish. Dude, our school looks like Hogwarts. That's, like, the best thing that could ever happen to me. When I came here, I was like, oh my gosh, it looks like Hogwarts. It's almost like I'm there. Anyway, no, so I read about this, and I actually read the story last night. I just read the little excerpt, and it's from, in the future or whatever.
Yeah, I think they said, 20 years.
20 years, yeah. And they go to
He's in his 30s.
Yeah, they go to the Quidditch game, and it's, oh my gosh, Rita Skeeter, and she's doing, a news story.
Who was that?
She's
She was the nosy reporter,
yeah. And so she's writing this story about them, and she's like, oh, are Harry and Ginny's relationship falling apart? Or what about Neville Longbottom and his wife? And blah, 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 blah. It's actually really cute. I enjoyed it. I wish there would be more.
Well, I mean, she is writing those new books. You've heard about those, right?
I have, and I heard that they're turning them into movies as well.
Yeah, which, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about all Harry Potter. I don't like magic. But yeah, check that out. It's just on the internet for anyone to read.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool of her fans is to, you know, hey, here's this. I haven't forgotten about you. I'm really rich. Have a fun time.
Have a fun time. Basically.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so do you want...
Yeah, you okay.
go. So, Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes, they are having a baby. And she's 7 months pregnant now. Did you know about this?
Really? She did not look it.
Yeah, so she's 7 months pregnant. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet. No one really knows.
It's probably going to be the cutest baby ever.
I feel like every woman is heartbroken. At least I'm a little heartbroken that Ryan Gosling is having a baby. I thought I had a chance, but I guess not now.
You can still get in there?
No. So basically, Eva, I think it's Eva. And so
I'd say Eva.
Eva, yeah. So Eva has been saying that she wants to get married before the baby's born, but so that's she has another 2 months, basically. But Ryan is kind of well, do we really need to get married? And she's like, yeah, I really want to. And so there's kind of a dispute there. But
typical female. Always trying to drag us down with commitments.
Okay,
just let us run free.
If you're donating your little manhood, then I think that there should be some form of commitment, don't you think?
I mean, I'll pay the bills, girl.
You'll pay the bills, but you won't be committed.
I might not.
But
hold me down.
But Gosling and Mendes have been in an on and off relationship for about 2 years, 3 years.
Ooh,
maybe.
That's not good.
So they're constantly on and they're off again and they're on. And so now they're back on. She's pregnant, going to have a baby. We'll see what happens. I'm sure this baby is going to be the cutest little thing since.
Or what if it's super ugly?
I doubt it. They're both beautiful people.
Yeah. So that'd be ironic.
I hope the baby has blue eyes like him.
I hope it doesn't. I hate Ryan Gosling. No, I can't consider myself the Ryan Gosling of Logan, Utah.
Oh, right. You definitely are such...
More from the movie Lars than the Real Girl. I just don't know how to interact with people.
I love
Oh, it's I love that movie. Good. And you explain it to people like, oh, is it gross? They're like, no, I swear it's innocent.
Not, it's so good. It's so sweet. It's so sweet.
Well, this, don't say prayers aren't answered, because I am so psyched. My favorite show is Community. Now, Community has run 5 seasons, and it's been rocky since the 3rd season. Getting mid-releases, people have left the show, people have come back. But it is getting its 6th season. Now, the importance of this is, back in the show, it's a reference to it. Abed, he's kind of the crazy TV-obsessed one, is really into the show The Cape. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, kind of.
It was horrible, and it didn't even make it the whole season.
Wait, so Community's coming back?
Yeah, on Yahoo.com.
Really?
For its 6th season. So Abed's battle cry for The Cape, the show, mm-hmm. was 6 seasons and a movie. And that's what the fans have wanted for Community. So this is the 6th season mm-hmm. that we can put up on Kickstarter. I'll throw in $40 myself just to see that movie. So.
All right.
But yeah, so that has been changed. It's going to be on Yahoo. Yahoo has actually been producing a lot of quality comedy stuff lately, including Burning Love. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, you need to see that. It's a fake reality show like The Bachelor.
Oh, you know what? I think I've heard of it, but I just haven't watched it.
Oh, it's so funny.
Okay.
But yeah, so check that out. Right. But I think we're going to have a song. And what are we listening to first today, Rachel?
Let's do Manchester Orchestra, Golden Ticket.
Okay.
And I will be talking about them later today.
Are they from England?
They are not. They are from Atlanta, Georgia, I believe.
Hmm. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, they're a really cool band. This one is off of the album I'm Like a Virgin Losing a Child.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Here we go. With Manchester Orchestra, Golden Ticket, and we'll be back.
Please take care of yourself was the last thing I said. Right before that operator made us disconnected. Was the last thing I said right before that operator made us disconnected. If you can't hear me right now, I've got a formula vow that swears I'll do my best to figure out this situation. Never fix that leaking pipe that floods us to the ceilings. An empty shot glass doesn't lie, so I fulfilled my appetite and crossed my fingers that the good Lord would take care of you and I again. So now that I sound it, I'll tie the ropes around it and make sure that the bottle never bothers us again. Well, I promise this time, really, yeah, well, I'm sweating out sincerely, yeah, and I'll make sure that the devil never bothers you again. How I wish that you'd sold me on all of those big goals. Being a good father, not a careless liar. Well, am I really that old, ignorant, or too slow to realize I have lost my golden ticket back home? We'll be right back.
so we are back, and that was really cool. That's Manchester Orchestra. Now, you said they're based out of Atlanta?
Atlanta, Georgia, yeah.
That's my favorite Atlanta.
That's your favorite Atlanta?
Yeah, other Atlanta's not so much into.
All right.
But, yeah, so check that out. But right now, what we're going to do is, what's playing in theaters this week, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm a little scrambled today, but...
we're all a little scrambled. It's okay.
This one actually involves one of something I'm afraid of. Now, I don't know if you ever saw that documentary about chimpanzees.
Which one?
How they rip off people's faces.
No, I have not seen that one. So that's a documentary?
Yeah, it's about this lady who got hurt. So chimpanzees are super violent, and when they attack, they always attack in this way. They'll gouge out your eyes, they'll bite off your fingers, then they go for the groin, and then they rip off the rest of your face.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's it's crazy. Smart, because the eyes you can't see.
You can't see, and then...
And they will, it takes like 5 shots to take down a full-grown chimpanzee. They can lift like 500 pounds. They're just pure muscle.
That's crazy.
So if I ever go into a house and you have a chimpanzee, I am immediately walking out.
Good to know.
And people like raise them as pets and then they'll get attacked years later.
Oh wait, okay, so is the lady, the documentary about, is that lady like, it was, I don't know, like 5 years ago? About the lady who like got her face clawed off by the chimpanzee that she owned?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know about it till recent, but yeah, it was a while back. But so, without further ado, here is Dawn of Planet of the Apes. It's the sequel to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And it has Gary Oldman from the Batman series, and that's about the biggest name in it.
No, doesn't it have, well, I don't know if he's very big. What's his name? Seamus? No, not Seamus. What's his name? The guy that is in, who plays Gollum.
Yeah. He's in it. He's the monkey.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, and here we go.
In a lab. You can't blame the apes.
Who the hell else am I gonna blame?
We need to give them a chance.
Welcome to animals.
Please. I've seen things. I've seen the way they are. But they want what we want, to survive.
Caesar, home. This is your home. Your home.
Are you aware they are going to turn on you?
They don't want a war.
No! Don't shoot!
Caesar, you have to go.
Go? Where?
Apes! Together! Strong!
War, it's not what you want. There must be another way.
War has already begun.
That looks terrible. Ooh. So, I think you'll be having nightmares for a really long time if you see that. I really want to go see it. I think that is...
And I feel like that guy, the guy who plays the ape, who played Gollum...
Yeah.
He needs, like, his, like, I know we can't give a whole, like, have a category for that every year, but you should get like an honorary Oscar or something.
For like animation controlling or
motion capturing.
But like, and they totally do it with his facial expressions. I remember seeing like how they worked on Lord of the Rings for Gollum, and they like had things connected.
Yeah, they have
to
little dots on his face,
and, yeah,
so
like,
when they move.
The character moves too. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Well, and they did that in Avatar, like
Zoe. She's in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's gonna be in Guardians of the Galaxy.
She is. You're right.
She is Gamora.
Hey, isn't that out?
No.
When does it come out?
August 1st.
Ugh. Dang it. Okay.
And we'll be. You should come. We're gonna do a midnight premiere.
August 1st. I won't be here. I will be at a wedding.
Fair enough. I'm gonna miss out, and I'm gonna spoil it for you.
Please don't. That would be extremely rude.
I'll be like, there's aliens.
There's aliens. People are dying.
Okay. Well, up next is pet peeves. So we'll just start out with that. But you know, Rachel, you seem like you have a lot on your chest you want to get off.
You know what? I hate dirty microwaves like so much. I just don't understand why people can't wipe off a microwave. Like, it's not, or like even put something over like your food so that
better
just, like,
yet yeah
so
I have a
like, splatter all over, like, it just doesn't make any
like
sense.
It's
kind of
like a plastic tray thing I put over mine, like I got it at IKEA for $1.
Really? Okay. Yeah, well, I'm cheap and I just put over like a paper towel, and even sometimes using that, like, there's like little splatters, but I always clean it up because I'm like, I don't want this. Okay, it makes your microwave smell gross. It makes
does.
It look gross. It's disgusting. All you're putting,
and it gets caked
and
in.
And it gets caked in. Oh my gosh, it's disgusting. So I came home from my vacation, and I was a little upset.
Peeved.
I was a little
cheesed.
I was, yes. All of
miffed.
Miffed. Miffed. Okay. But I was peeved, I guess, about my microwave just being totally disgusting. I like opened it and I was like, I'm not putting any food in there. And so, but at that time I had to clean like the whole kitchen anyway. So I was like, well, might as well start with the microwave. And like, it took me so long. I like scrubbed and sprayed disinfectant and oh my gosh, it was awful. And then I went to go visit my boyfriend in Virginia because he's doing summer sales. And
you make it sound like a whim. Like, it was planned out. But you're like, man, I figured I'd go to Virginia.
Yeah, it was just like one of those random things. He just bought me a plane ticket. It was really nice. I love him very much. Anyway, so I went to his apartment, and you know, it's a bunch of boys. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boys that live in the apartment.
Yeah, that's not
going to
be clean.
So it's not clean whatsoever. I don't think they know what it. Anyway, I looked into their microwave, and it was almost as bad. It was probably a little bit worse than the one at my apartment. Like, just disgusting. And of course they're boys, so they don't have a lot of cleaning supplies, and I had to like improvise.
You know where you go to get your cleaning supplies? The dollar store.
Okay, so I didn't have a car. It's not like I could drive anywhere, and it's like so freaking humid in Virginia.
Yeah,
it is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
So that's my rant. Please clean your microwaves for everyone's sake.
Yeah, and like I said, just get one of those I think you can get at Walmart. It basically looks like almost like a bowl, like a plastic bowl, but it's really thin.
Uh-huh.
And you just, and I just keep in the microwave, so you always
and
see
it. Doesn't, and like the microwave never gets dirty?
Yeah, that gets dirty.
I know, but the microwave
so, yeah, because it literally encloses it.
Really?
Yeah.
No matter like, is it like a big thing? Like, I'm really
yeah,
confused.
It's really big. It's like, have you seen like, you know those cake pans that have a thing that goes over the cake?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that.
Like a lid?
Yeah, it's like
a lid.
Giant lid.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to make a trip to IKEA to buy me a microwave
lid. I love
lid.
IKEA. Well, here's my pet peeve, and you don't see it a lot, but, and those who know me have heard me go off on this, wearing suits to your wedding. So there's a big popular trend that guys will buy like a, I'm not going to, like a nice suit, not a great suit, but a nice suit, and they'll wear it to their wedding, and they're like, oh, and now I have this suit I can just wear. Well, here's three reasons you shouldn't do that. First off, fashions change. You know, my dad's suits, like, back in the day looked way weird. I looked at his wedding picture, and it's just really weird. Even, like, since I was a little kid, like, it used to be, like, 4 buttons, now it's 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big issue. Things change. A tux is classic. You know, it's always going to be good. Number two, maybe you might, I think it makes the day a little more special if you're wearing... Not, you know, if you wear that suit the next week to church, It's like, oh yeah, this is just some suit
that's
I
like,
have.
That's like me trying to wear my wedding dress to church.
Now, would you do that?
No, I wouldn't.
I want to see someone do that.
That's like, okay, because, you know, like...
Well, a lot of girls I know actually rent theirs. And I guess, you know, the rental's cheaper, so they can get, like, a nicer dress.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty smart.
Can they rent? Okay, so I'm in the market for one, maybe, but...
For a friend.
For a friend, and...
It's me. I want a wedding dress.
You would look you would look amazing in a wedding dress.
I know. I don't want to be cocky, but I would.
I'd have nice legs.
I do.
Anyway, but like you can rent wedding dresses?
Yeah.
But is it like the same thing as like renting a tux?
Like, I think there's more to it. Like, I know they'll alter it and stuff. Because like a tux, like men's clothing is kind of just like, here's these sizes, here's that.
Mm-hmm.
With, I think, a wedding dress, they would fit you. I think you go into a place.
Okay, that's interesting. Anyway, we'll finish up with your tux one.
And then the third reason is it looks better. You know, it looks classier. Tuxes always look good. They're not that expensive to rent.
Mm-mm.
You can get them for the groomsmen.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's usually pretty affordable. It's like...
Well, what about, like, tuxes in different colors? Because I know that there are people out there who want, like, tuxes in different colors.
I prefer black myself.
Mm-hmm.
The thing
I
is,
I feel like the gray ones.
I've seen gray, and that's
like
pretty
the gray
good.
And
light gray,
ones.
Light gray is very popular.
Yeah,
for
I
suits
love
and
that
tuxedos these days. But yeah, I mean, you can get different ones. We almost did that at my sister's wedding. My dad got a tux anyways, but we did like tan stuff.
Oh, okay.
And we just rented the pants from a tux place.
Interesting.
It was in the summer.
So tell me, I don't really know the difference between a suit and a tux.
A tux is fancier in every sense of the word.
I feel like suits are pretty
the shirt, though. The shirt has like pleats
is that,
on the front.
Okay, so
like the buttons are shinier, black. Usually they're of a nicer material, a little more matte than shiny. There's usually no pattern. Additionally, the collar is different. Especially the tux collar is very different for a guy. Regular collar goes. Is pretty big. The tux collar is almost non-existent. It's just a little turn.
Hmm.
You wear a vest. The shoes are shiny. There's usually a stripe in them. So, just a combination of things.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I hope someone is listening to this.
Yeah. Oh, the world is listening at large. And finally, before we play our next song, the next Scar Joment. So, are you a big fan of the Coen Brothers?
So Coen Brothers do which one again?
They did Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
Okay, yes. Then I...
Inside Llewelyn Davis, Fargo.
Yes,
bunch
yes,
of good,
yeah.
really
Fargo.
Good stuff.
Oh my goodness.
You've seen that?
The movie?
Yeah, so good.
Oh yeah.
They actually turned that into a miniseries, which I heard was pretty good.
What's His Face is in the miniseries. The guy who's in Sherlock.
Yeah,
And Lord
Freeman.
Of the Rings. Yeah,
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman, yeah.
But yeah, so she is in talks to play Hail Caesar. Now, that's their newest drama. Jonah Hill also might be in the cast. He's been doing some serious stuff lately.
Jonah Hill?
Yeah. Well, he started out with Moneyball.
Yeah.
That was pretty serious. Then he's in Wolf of Wall Street. I didn't see him in that, but I guess it was not a comedic role.
He's probably trying to get out of the comedy scene just to see if he can do it. I'm sure, you know.
Maybe he'll be like Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Like Bill Murray. Well, it was maybe like the coolest guy ever. I just want to hang out with him. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. It looks like Lucy is just Lucy's coming out. That's been done. And they just wrapped up productions on Age of Ultron.
Huh.
So the only issue might be, I heard they might be doing a standalone movie for Scarlet. For the Scarlet Widow? No.
Oh, Black Widow?
Black Widow, yeah.
Scarlet Widow.
That's what I call her. But yeah, so that's the only thing in the way. And actually, I'm going to play a song now. It is by the Decemberists. Now, have you heard of that band?
I have heard of that band.
They
like them.
Only will do concerts in December. It's really weird.
What? I had no idea.
No, that's just a joke. but yeah, I'm a big fan of it. And this is... The Rake song. Now, this is from a rock opera they wrote called The Hazards of Love. And this is kind of a creepy guy who kills his children. And he's like the villain. He kidnaps the girl. But here we go, and here's his song where he talks about it. And this is live. I actually saw this live in Pioneer Park. I had entered into a marriage in the summer of my 21st year, and the bells rang for our wedding. Only now do I remember it clear. Alright, alright, alright. No more a rake and no more a bachelor. I was wedded and it whetted my thirst. Until her womb starts spilling out babies, only then did I reckon my curse. Alright, 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 alright. First came Isaiah.
Charlotte's are buried after feeding her foxglove. Dawn was easy, she was drowned in the bath. Isaiah fought but was easily bested. Burned his body for incurring my wrath. Alright, alright, alright. And that's how I came, your humble narrator, to be living so easy and free. Respect that you think.
So that was the Decemberists, and like I said, I actually saw them live at the Twilight Concert Series. I've been into them since, like, ninth grade.
Gosh, you're so old.
You're old.
No, I really like that song. I like the Decemberists. Yeah. I think they are underrated.
Yeah, and they rock out a lot. Yeah. Like, a lot of bands don't rock out. It's a lot of pop punk these days. And
yeah.
Not these days, just whenever. But yeah. So check that out. But we're coming back with, Redbox Roundup now. This is when we talk about Redbox, Netflix. Basically, you students out there, you can't afford a lot of nice stuff. I know I can't.
No.
A big expense for me is like a new t-shirt.
Barely.
Yeah. And so, like, these are just cheap things you can do. I'll go first with my Redbox suggestion, RoboCop.
Okay, so did you see that movie?
I Redboxed it.
I never saw that movie. Never.
You should do
I
it.
Redbox it?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay.
It gets a 3 out of 5.
Wow.
But here, I think this kind of sums it up. Here's a review. It said, actually better than I thought it would be. So, and it says, you know, it's cool, good production, and his uniform looks cool. It's RoboCop. You can't expect too much out of it.
Yeah.
But for reboots, as far as they go, they're pretty good. Not as good as Dread. That was better. But yeah, check out RoboCop.
Wow. Okay, so Dread, I remember seeing that, and I was a little
It's kind of a nerdy movie. Kind of,
yeah, but that was a good one. Okay, so mine is Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Can you pull it up?
Yeah, let me pull that up real quick.
So this is the prequel to, like, the Planet of the Apes types movies, right? This is,
yeah, like, it's kind of the, it's like the beginning.
It's
yeah.
the beginning, yeah. This one got 4 out of 5 stars. And if you haven't seen it, I suggest it, especially if you want to go see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, because I think you'll be a little confused if you see that one and not this one. It kind of, this one has James Franco in it, and
he's pretty good in it.
He is pretty good. I do enjoy him in this movie, and he's very good to look at. So if you like James Franco, then this is a movie for you.
Yeah, so check that out. Now, as far as Netflix goes, I am kind of a nerd, so some of my suggestions will be nerdy. But if you're looking for a cool cartoon with samurais that fight, check out Samurai Champloo. Really awesome. It's these two samurais that fight each other a lot.
Is it off of, like, Cartoon Network or something?
It's like, we'll play at night. So
oh,
it's like
the Adult Swim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, I'm not, it might be a little too violent for kids, but it's not that bad.
Well, we're college kids. I think
you'd
we're
be
all
fine.
Adults. Yeah, we're fine.
If there's like 11-year-olds listening to this, don't. just go talk to your parents. My nephew is listening to this. Hi, buddy. Anyway, I was going to say their name, but my sister might be weird with that.
Yeah. So for my on Netflix right now, and that's actually my boyfriend's favorite, well, one of his favorite movies. And he's probably a little upset that I said that, but maybe not. I don't really care. But
no, that's not embarrassing.
And Tina Fey did write it, right?
Yes.
Yes, and so it's a good movie. I really enjoyed it. It was back when Lindsay Lohan still had a mind, and I think that's important.
Yeah, she hadn't got all coked out yet.
She hadn't got all coked out. Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace, Lindsay. All right.
And next is suggested item of the week. And we kind of touch on this, but why don't you start off, Rachel?
Okay. So, my suggestive item of the week is the Harry Potter books. And I know Riley doesn't like Harry Potter. I know, whatever. But I love them.
The sound effect.
What was that?
I don't know. How about this one? That one keeps going.
Forever.
Okay.
No, so I really like the Harry Potter series. I love the third one. I just started rereading them. I just finished the second one, and I'm now on the third one. And I love the third book. That one's one of my favorites. I love Sirius Black, and I was so upset when maybe I shouldn't say, because there are some people who haven't.
No, it's been over 10 years since that was written, so.
Okay, well, when Sirius Black dies, I was a little upset about that. And that's not until the fifth book. But, yeah, I love these books. They're a good just summer read. I think they're really light. They're not super heavy or anything like that. Very easy. So if you're looking to reread them or start to read them, I suggest these.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Well, we're going to have one more song, and then we are going to come back, finish up our last segments. And I think there's some people waiting for the studio. I don't know. We're told there was no one, but we might be wrong.
Yeah.
So what song are we listening to?
We're going
to
do, what is it called? Hold on. It is called Hi You Are. It's a remix that I really like. No. Hi as in, like, you're high. Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Okay, so this will be our last song, and then we'll wrap things up. And is this the remix?
No, the last one. Yeah.
Okay, this is by Branches, and hopefully it's cool. Okay, one second. Take me by surprise. Okay, so we have a show on after us. Sorry. Due to technical difficulties, we're a little over. But yeah, that was a really cool song. And we'll be back next Monday, actually, with interns, which is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay, so just as always, this is Popcorn Culture with Riley McDirty Thompson saying, put an egg on it.
And this is Rachel Ranfu Fuentes, and have a great evening.
Okay, we're off to go see a movie.
Yeah,
see
you later. Bye.